Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today for another opportunity to have a wonderful, in-depth conversation. And as always, it's about topics that make such a difference in our lives. This show is dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. I invite you to go to my website if you haven't been to whatwomenmustknow.com. Please go over there, opt in, because I have some special reports. My radio shows get sent out to everyone each week, so it guarantees you will not miss one episode. You don't ever want to miss an episode of the show. We have such great information that really, really makes a difference. And my Facebook page, by the way, is What Women Must Know. I post on that every day with great information, and it's another place to just keep getting the kind of knowledge and education that really will support you and your family. Today we're talking about a topic that's really important. It's about how to understand the keys for a healthy detoxification program. We're talking with my guest, Dr. Diana Minnick, and she is exploring the whole body detoxing approach to break through barriers in every area of your life. So this is a very different approach that most of us have come across, and I'm excited to talk to her because she has a really profound model that she will be sharing with us so we can get the whole body detox approach, getting the best results. So let me just share a little bit about Dr. Diana Minnick. She is an internationally recognized cutting-edge wellness and lifestyle medicine expert who has mastered the art of integrating ancient healing traditions with modern science. Her unique whole-self approach to nutrition looks at psychology, physiology, eating, and living within what she calls the seven systems of health. A five-time book author and founder of Food and Spirit, she continues to do detox programs with individuals to help them achieve better health. And her new book is Whole Detox, a 21-day personalized program to break through barriers in every area of your life. So get ready to break through those barriers today with my guest, Dr. Diana Minnick. So welcome, Diana.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, this is such a great topic, and I really appreciate what you've put together. It really is a unique model. And being a great fan of traditional Chinese medicine, I love to see it get incorporated into these types of programs. There's such wisdom, and it just adds another depth and dimension to supporting our bodies to heal and detoxify. So congratulations, and congratulations on your new book.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, Diana, detoxification is such a hot topic these days, and rightly so, because we do live in a really toxic world, and we're exposed to toxins while we are still in the womb, and we know that toxic exposure is a major cause of all chronic illnesses. So we do have a problem, and we have a problem with our exposure to toxins, and we have a problem in how our body is able to efficiently, safely, effectively detox those chemicals. And I really want us to explore from your vast experience some of the wisdom and guidance how people need to go about doing this in a way that is safe and effective.
Yeah, well, that's a big question. And in all of my years of clinical experience, I have found that probably it boils down to three big buckets, three different things that we need to focus on. The first one is removing those things. So in order to know what we have to remove, we have to become aware of what's in our environment. But half of the battle is really just knowing what to take out and how to ensure that we're reducing our toxic burden. The second thing is to nourish the overall body system. So I think we need to get out of the mode of looking at every organ system as a silo and to see how they all work together in concert with certain nutrients. And so the question is not so much what we're removing now, but how do we add things in to help replete the body and make it nutritionally sound? And then the third thing that I think we have to remember with detox is that for many detox programs, they can be very intense and they're short-lived. But what is most essential, in my opinion, is that people take away things from the detox into their everyday lives. So that's why I've structured Whole Detox as I have. It's a personalized lifestyle program that is meant to, obviously, clear the slate as much as you can in terms of that toxic load. But then it's also about fueling changes in your life. And that's why I think sometimes detox as a word or as a trend gets a bad reputation, because it can be very extreme and it's really not integrated into one's life. So that third point of making detox a daily endeavor and really being on the pulse of what you need, I think will help people longer term.
So before we get into your program, which is really addressing our detoxification, this model that you've created physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, we're looking at all levels that have to be addressed for efficient detoxification, because every thought affects our body and our unresolved emotions affects our body and can impede things, and it all is an integrated system. But before we go there, I just want your, you know, advice and experience. What are some of the biggest risks when people want to embark on a detoxification program, which we see abounding now? There are books about it, and everyone's talking about detoxification, different ways to do that. What are some of the concerns that you have about how this detoxification trend is going?
Well, detox means a lot of things to different people, and so you get very extreme detox measures, and then you get ones like my program, which is, again, much more about lifestyle and making changes. So with a lot of the extreme detoxes, what I have seen over the years is whether it's, you know, these extreme things that we take into the body, so maybe we put together some kind of oil concoction with spices and lemon juice or, you know, something like that, where we just take this into the body and we're not eating anything else, trying to provoke a response, you will surely see a response. And I think that that could be risky for certain people with certain chronic conditions or even symptoms, or maybe things
is that
you
like
didn't
the
even
gallbladder?
Know you had.
Is that like the gallbladder flush you're talking about with olive oil?
Yeah, it's called different things by different people, right? So Master Cleanse or, you know, it's just, it's using a lot of fat and taking that in order to provoke the gallbladder to release bile. And the reason why that's a good thing in the body in general to release bile is because in the bile you got a lot of those fat-soluble toxins, and that's how they're exiting the body. But, you know, doing this extreme thing where you're taking a lot of fat all at once may not be such a good thing. And I think especially when it's coupled with fasting. Fasting is another detox approach that has gained traction in certain circles, and I don't think that fasting is a good thing for pretty much the people that I have seen in the clinic. If they were to fast, and I have seen some of them come in from bouts of fasting where they try things themselves, they actually get very sick. They can get swelling in the body, digestive upset, fatigue issues, neurological complaints. I think that these extreme fasting measures where nothing is eaten, and maybe it's a water fast or a juice fast, which is also just not so good for the blood sugar, can just be too extreme for the body. And so I think people, when they think of detox, they think of cleansing. And when you think of cleansing, you think of purification. When you think of purification, you start thinking about all the things that you have to remove. And that's why people have come to, I think, because if you look at religious and spiritual traditions, and even in ancient medical traditions, fasting under supervision under certain conditions and in, you know, not so chronically ill populations, was used, and it was used effectively. And I think now with people just kind of trying this out on their own, they can get very sick if they're not supervised and kind of guided through the process.
Yes, I know people who've gotten sick when they've tried to detoxify. Their body just wasn't in a place where they could handle what was going on when they did their detox protocol. It was just too much. It was like overwhelming them. and they got sick. So they're, you know,
well,
we,
and
we
I
don't
think that people think you have to get sick in order to get well. And I think that this is one of the myths of modern medicine, where we think we have to go through a healing crisis. And that is often attached to detox, very much so. And people think, oh, I'm doing a good thing. Let me just continue the fast. I'm low in energy, but I'll just stay in bed and do my best, and I'm detoxifying. And actually, detoxification in the metabolic sense in the body requires copious nutrients. You know, there are so many different vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients. We need macronutrients like protein. In fact, it's just the opposite. You should probably be eating more regularly and more completely and more in a nutrient-dense way than you ever have when you're trying to detoxify.
I think that is such an important point that we need to explore, because it's not understood very well at all by people. When people are fasting, they think it is a juice fast, or they think it's one food fast or a water fast, things of that nature. But we don't really understand how our bodies work. We don't understand how to support our detoxification processes to optimize our body to clear out the toxins. And it sounds like that's what you're really most focused on and concerned about.
I am. And, you know, I think it's part of our cultural mentality around health. We have kind of that approach that's been instilled in us that there's a pill somewhere for the ill that we have. And especially in the United States, and I've traveled all over the world, we really have this mentality of if a little is good, a lot is better, and going extreme is a better approach. And so I don't think we can boil everything into one pill or one food and say that that's a complete approach. I think we're really shortcutting. And in fact, I think what we're finding out in science and in medicine is that diversity of many different nutrients in smaller amounts tends to be more sustainable and better for the body long term. And when you look at the detoxification processes, in fact, that's exactly what is required as part of detoxification, is multiple amounts of different nutrients. And of course, if we have certain genetic variability, which we all do, right? Not all of our enzymes are working the same way in our bodies. So we're not going to be all efficient in the same way. You might be more efficient than I am at getting certain things out. And so for those individuals, and we all have something that we're probably coming up short in our enzyme capacity, we need even more nutrients. Or we need to avoid certain things even more, because we're just going to make those enzymes not work very well. So, yeah, I think that the nutrition component has not come through very loudly in the detox trends. And again, I see so many of these bloggers and articles written saying that there's no need to detox. And then you get this other end of the spectrum, which is, yes, you need to detox and use this very extreme way of doing it. So there's a lot of noise, and I think it just reflects the lack of understanding and the degree of sophistication that we've seen happen in the detoxification science.
Before we go in and talk about your program, I wanted to ask you about some of the recent research looking at the value of intermittent fasting as a form of healing for longevity, and also cutting back on the portion sizes so we're not eating so much. I think having those huge meals are another way that we're creating toxins in our body, and people don't even think about that as a source of toxins. I don't mean what's in the food. I mean just the quantity of food that we're eating. Do you have some thoughts about that?
And so when we're overeating, you know, we can have a great big meal that's nutrient dense, but any type of overnutrition can lead to essentially what we call apoptosis or cellular death. So this overwhelms our body system. It overwhelms our cellular machinery to harness that energy. And what ends up happening is we get a lot of, for lack of a better way to say it, kind of a jamming up of the machinery, and then the machinery stops working, and then we actually don't get as much energy. So this idea of intermittent fasting, which I like to think of as just another way to say this is kind of the healthy way that we should be eating anyway, but we don't. So we call it intermittent fasting, which simply means that we are allowing a little bit more breathing space in between meals and perhaps not eating to the level of that we are currently, just in the caloric sense. So for an example, you hear about intermittent fasting being 12 to 16 hours as a nightly fast. So you go to bed at 9 p.m. and you don't eat until after 9 a.m. as a 12-hour fast. And for certain populations of people, this seems to be doing great things. And so we see that especially with neurological conditions, so Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and just a variety of different, and I see that as more of a neurological connection, kind of having that more ketotic state. But in other people, I don't see that as an option, and I don't think it's the best thing to have that. So an example would be people that struggle with their blood sugar, people that struggle with adrenal fatigue and exhaustion, where they actually need much more nourishment. They're in depletion mode, and so they need a little bit more, and their body is more in breakdown state. And so when we're building and building and we've got all this energy coming in, we have that need to kind of pull back, and that's where scaling back on our portions and even changing the duration in between meals would be a very good thing. But when we're in wasting and in depletion states, like adrenal issues or like blood sugar issues, in some cases, because there are some excessive blood sugar conditions as well, then I think we need to evaluate. So all of this really just speaks to personalized eating and nutrition.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate that. So let's talk about your whole detox program, what you created. What's unique about what you have put together and, you know, gathered from many different traditions?
Yeah. Well, you know, what I tried to do was to really take into account creating a more comprehensive detox program than I had ever used in the past. So for several years, I was working in a clinic, and I was doing lots of nutritional detoxification programs with supplements and with diet. And I would see a pretty good improvement for certain people. You know, maybe in some cases, complete remission, and then in other cases, maybe 50 to 60% improvement. And that was just over 21 days. And then I noticed that as people would go through these programs, they would have some pretty significant life changes. So I can remember some patients where maybe they wanted to quit their job, or they wanted to end a relationship, or, you know, maybe it was just even a change of how they were thinking. You know, they became more positive people through that process. Or maybe some people just started to vent emotionally, and so they started having more emotional outbursts and having these kind of cathartic experiences where they're like, oh my goodness, you know, I never realized I had so much grief, and, you know, that they were really wrestling with something from an emotional perspective. So I saw all of that happening, and then I was thinking, well, wouldn't it make more sense to work with all of these things that are happening in people's lives during the detox rather than just treating them as an artifact or just kind of shoving them to the side and only focusing on food? Why wouldn't I want to cultivate those dramatic ripple through a effects that they're having? So I, like most scientists, and I'm also a clinician, but my background is truly science. I have a PhD and a master's both in nutritional biochem. And, you know, a scientist looks for truth. And so I look to different systems in order to look for, you know, what are the threads of truth that I can bring into what I'm doing with detox. And of course, you know, science presents, you know, one frame of truth within a certain framework. But I had also done a lot of study with other types of traditions that I found were also carrying through different truths. So traditional Chinese medicine and also Ayurvedic medicine, and even drawing from my background in yoga and being a yoga teacher. And what I decided to do was to take a system that had already been unveiled within these traditional cultures, especially Ayurvedic medicine, and to essentially just bring it to life within detox. So the biggest thing for whole detox, and that's the program that I teach twice a year, and the book that I have, it's based on the seven systems of health. And so the seven systems of health have colors, they have body systems, they have psychology, they have foods, and they have lifestyle all connected to them. And your health is determined by the balance of those seven systems. So that's really what we work with within the whole detox 21-day programs.
Okay, so let's explore that and go into more detail about the different systems and the different parts of the body and, you know, the recommendations of what we can do. So I'm just going to let you jump right in here, Deanna.
Okay. Well, let's go through those seven systems, and I'd like for listeners to see if they can recognize where they might have some level of toxicity within one of these systems. So the way that I define toxins in whole detox is it's anything that stands in the way of your growth and your health. So that could be many different things. That could be things on the outside of you. It could be things on the inside of you. So I take a very expansive view as to what a toxin is essentially. So it's not just a heavy metal. It's not just plastic. You know, it's not all those endocrine disruptors that we're exposed to in the environment, pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides. But I also see it as stress. I see it as emotional baggage. I see it as repeating toxic thoughts. I see it as toxic relationships that we're stuck in or that we feel like we're stuck in. And so those types of things are just as powerful, and in some cases, if not even more powerful, as all those environmental toxins that wreak havoc in our bodies. So as we go through the seven systems, I want you to have that in mind, that each system is looking at things in the environment, in your body, as well as things that are inside you that are perhaps a little bit more psychological in origin. So the first system is it's the color red, and it's what I call the root. And the root part of us is really in the detox program. It's the physical body to a large extent, and it's correlated with the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands are all about fight or flight. They're all about stress and how we feel stress in the body. So I talk about things within whole detox. So the program, like I mentioned, is 21 days, and then we spend 3 days for each of these systems. So when we talk about the root systems on days 1 through 3, we are focusing on all the elements of this system. So not just the physical body, but certain things about it, like even the psychological things of, you know, do we feel safe in our bodies? Do we feel protected? Do we feel secure in our bodies? Are we connected to our sense of innate intelligence within our body in order to honor that instinct of when, how, and why we need to eat? You know, if you look at the process of eating, it's incredibly, it's a physical experience to a large extent. We're essentially harvesting energy from food, right? And so really paying attention to the needs of the body. And I start here with most people because most people I see have a lot of dysfunction in their root system. You know, they actually don't feel safe in their bodies. They have had abuse issues. They've had eating disorders. And so many of them really aren't present and grounded and centered into their physical flesh. I know it's a basic foundation, and it's always good to start there whenever we do a cleanse.
So let me just ask you two things. So I think it's important to understand that negative thoughts or fearful thoughts or limiting thoughts actually can have a toxic impact on your physical.
Yes,
right?
They can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, people don't often think about the fact that you're fearful or limiting thinking, as I like to call it, or the emotional wounds and the stress that they create actually get translated into impact on your organ systems and your detoxification pathways or create more of a toxic overload in the body. That's rarely talked about when people want to detox, right?
I know, and that's why I found that was like a huge gap in how people were doing detox programs. And, you know, to think that perhaps stress is your biggest toxin, and yet you're so focused on something like mercury in the environment, so you don't really kind of see the big picture of how maybe it's the stress response that's changing your immune response to things in your environment. Because why is it that many people can live in the same environment and have the same exposures but not have the same reactions? right? So there mm-hmm. can be something inside of us that's going on that's making us more susceptible or just much more reactive in that process.
So give us an example. If someone had that root part of your system in play, what would you be suggesting? And then we'll go on to the other systems as well.
Yeah, well, and I recommend both food and lifestyle. And perhaps I should zoom out a little bit here and just say that the way that the whole detox program is structured is that every day of the program, there are 7 things to do. So we take some time. For the first 3 days, we focus a bit more on the root. But, you know, things like I give these 7 things are, the first one is nutrition. And so there are 2 different tracks of meals. So you can be an omnivore. You could follow that track and eat meat and animal products. Or you can be a vegan and eat only the plant food products. So you can pick. And then I go through the emotional log that I provide you with in the book. Then there's the thought pattern activity, which just takes a couple of minutes to look at limiting beliefs. Then there's the movement. You know, we need something to make us sweat and to get us outside or to, you know, just oxygenate and circulate blood within our bodies. So I have a little bit of a movement. I have a spoken affirmation. I have a guided imagery, and I have a meditation. And so all of those things, except for the meals, take roughly, if you add them all up, take about 30 minutes every day. So if people can't do them all, that's okay. But for somebody with a root imbalance, you know, they might be doing all of those things, and they're all going to help with the root. And there are perhaps some things that are going to be a little bit better for the root than others. Like, for example, having protein at every meal. And so within the menu plan, I actually have already built that into the system where every day of the 21 days, there's protein at breakfast in the smoothie, there's protein at lunch in the salad and with some kind of protein, and then there is protein at dinner together with a vegetable, and that's typically in a cooked format. So there are many things that we can do to support our root. I mean, it might even be, you know, just being out in nature more. And these suggestions are provided when you go through the whole detox program. And in addition to the program, which is in the book, there are separate chapters on each of the systems of health in the book that tell you what to do and what to avoid if you have an imbalance in that particular system.
That's why it's so comprehensive. You're really dealing on so many levels. They're like layers.
You are.
In fact, this
weekend, I happen to just be doing a retreat with some women who are coming out to my house, and we're just going to focus on the root.
Yes.
And the root could consume, you know, we could just focus on that for a whole detox. But I do give people the experience of every 3 days kind of going through a system and experiencing it, and they can sort of get a sense, I think, as to where they need to really focus. Like some people, as we're moving through, they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to spend more time on this system because I just have so much happening. I never realized that. And they can go back and do certain things, and the book is all laid out in such a way that you can just basically pick and choose what you'd like to do and how you'd like to do that over time.
Well, we're going to take a break in just a minute, and I think we'll, you know, continue this conversation when we come back. I'm kind of fascinated by the root. I'm not going to stop there at the end. We'll go through all of them. But so many people, and certainly in my practice, predominantly women, have major adrenal fatigue. Their adrenals are really dysfunctional. They've just had a really hard time. The adrenals have taken a hit from all the stresses that we're going through in our lives. And I've hardly met a woman who wasn't in some stage of adrenal exhaustion. So I'm really fascinated by the focus and the need for protein. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that, why you recommend protein for people who are dealing with adrenals and the role of protein in helping to support that gland and that whole system. So would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. So, well, we have a great conversation that's going on here. More to come. Deanna Minnick is going to go through her entire program of all of the systems. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and you are listening to What Women Must Know. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome back to What Women Must Know. Today, we're talking with Dr. Jeanna Minnick, who is the author of a fantastic book called Whole Detox, a 21-day personalized program to break through barriers in every area of your life. And we're talking about the system that Jeanna has created that looks at a very holistic approach for supporting our body's ability to function optimally. And Jeanna, we were talking about the first part of your system, the root, which really addresses the adrenals. And maybe I want to go through everything, but I want to just focus a little bit on what you were recommending for people who are addressing adrenal issues, and that is the role and the importance of protein in their diet.
Definitely. Yeah, in a adrenal exhaustion type state where we have for a long time mounted a reactive response to stressors in our environment to the point that it became chronic instead of acute, that put us into a catabolic state, which means if it's happening for you right now, that your body is breaking down. And so it's breaking down muscle, it's breaking down organs in some ways. And so it's really good to support the body through having adequate protein. And what I find, too, with adequate protein is it helps to stabilize blood sugar. And blood sugar, with the release of insulin, has this dynamic together with cortisol. And cortisol is one of the stress hormones that's released from the adrenal glands. So it's important to have a good balance of that cortisol and insulin, and by having regular protein throughout the day, it helps to stabilize blood sugar so you don't get those peaks and dips that are too extreme for the body. So yeah, what I have found is that people with adrenal fatigue in general, and I've been through bouts of this even myself, it's really hard for them to sustain and do fasting. And it's because, again, their body's requiring more. They've really just depleted themselves, and so having this additional protein helps to fortify them.
Well, so think about it. All these people who have adrenal exhaustion and go on these cleansing programs where either they're just doing juices or they're just doing water, it's really a stress to their system, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the type of patient who should not do, for sure, yeah, one of those extreme cleanses. There are very rare pockets of people who should, but that is definitely, you can definitely do more damage than not. You can become even more fatigued, and then you start having, you can put yourself into having some other symptoms that maybe you didn't have before. So I agree, absolutely. You do not want to have this extreme measure because the body doesn't know that it's cleansing. You know, as you do this to the body, it's seen as a stress. And your body has already been stressed for long periods of time. And so it's looking for replenishment and nourishment rather than extreme fasting.
And especially if those adrenals are fatigued, there's a problem in managing your blood sugar levels. So if you do a lot of juicing, for instance, it can really impact those insulin levels, really spike them, and you get into these cycles, blood sugar rising and falling, which people don't really think about. I think juices are just great, but actually some of the juices that people choose have a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah, and the way that, well, a couple things on that. The way that we can work with plant foods in that juice form is to have smoothies where we have the particulate matter, the fibrous matrix, in the blender, a high-speed blender of some type, whether you like the Nutribullet or Vitamix or the Ninja, you put it in there and at least you're getting the full complement of all the different materials that are in that plant rather than just the juice. Because, again, the body doesn't distinguish, is this sugar from plants or is this sugar that's been refined? Your body sees these components as molecules that are going to be broken down by the liver in a similar way. And, of course, it's a better thing to have that from plants and to have those phytonutrients that can come along with that sugar, but it's still sugar. So I think for some folks that's just too much, and we drink too much of that too. So usually when people juice, they're drinking like an 8 or a 12-ounce. I'm noticing when I go to stores and grocery stores and delis now,
that the average small size has grown from an 8 ounce, and now it's almost like the starting point for many smalls, or what we would consider to be a small, or the entry-level drink, is a 12 ounce. And when I travel to Europe and other places, the cups are teeny tiny, you know?
Right.
It's like this is what we remember as our original portion size, but now we've kind of just gotten very enormous with all of the sizes. And so that big size of intense, you know, amounts of sugar all at once, you know, maybe a 4 ounce swig of, you know, pomegranate juice is not such a bad thing. Or even, you know, there are studies looking at 50 milliliters, which is literally, you know, it's such a small amount. It's just kind of like one drink or even two drinks and you're done. But the amounts that Americans choose is just over the top, and I think that gets us into trouble.
Definitely gets into trouble. So, okay, let's go through all those systems because I think it's really important that people learn of the, you know, this model that you've created and understand the different systems and what they need. So let's run through them.
So the flow system is the color orange, and the flow system is all about the water element. And so it's the part of us that's more emotional. So if we think about it in the body, it's the creative organs. It's the ovaries. It's the testes. It's also anything that controls the release or the transport of water. So the urinary system. And all of our cells are bathed in water and contain water themselves. So, you know, this is a very important system for us. So, again, I see things literally as much as I do metaphorically. So if we're flowing, we're going with the flow, so to speak, chances are we are expressing our emotions and allowing those things to come through at appropriate times. When those things get stagnant and stuck in us and we're not flowing, that can create all kinds of problems, right, because our cells have that experience of these emotions, and then our physiology starts to change. So within Whole Detox, we focus on 3 days, which come right after the root days, of working on our flows. And we using the emotion log, I think, is really helpful within Whole Detox because most times, believe it or not, people are not really connected into how they feel. It's almost like we become a very heady society or culture where we just, it's kind of like we think that feeling is weak and that we should just blow through those feelings. And many times these emotions are very short-lived anyway, but then we attach thoughts to them. And then these thoughts are what create kind of that repetitive, negative feeling within us. So the flow system is where we cover emotions extensively.
Okay.
The third system is the fire system. So this is correlated with digestion. It's the color yellow. And so we talk about here, this is always a charged one, we talk a lot about work-life balance. How much energy are we putting out and how much energy are we getting in from all these things that we're doing every day? You know, and this is where, you know, we're kind of on autopilot, and we're just driving really fast through the highway of our lives. We're just living large, living fast, working a lot. You know, when I lived in Europe, the average work week was 36 hours, and that was just like in 1995. So the average work week is 36 hours. It's even below the standard 40 hours, and most people I talk with here, they're working like 60 to 70 hours, and that's like no big deal. There's no real division between their work time and their play time. And in fact, you see a lot of these workplaces that have gyms, they have beds, they have showers, they have cafeterias. You know, essentially that line has been blurred. And so a lot of people are very stressed because of this. They don't even realize the amount of stress and how much they've taken on. So within Whole Detox, we look at, we have 3 days for the fire, and we focus on carbohydrates and sugar, because this is typically where people, when they're so drained, you know, I often think about even my childhood, where if I did something well, the reward was a dessert. Or if I finished my dinner, I had a dessert of some type, right? So the essence of sweetness seems to be on the heels of something where we've worked really hard. And so similarly in the fire system, that's kind of the dynamic there, is that we're watching for sweeteners and trying to get more sweetness from life is really the idea.
Which makes sense to me, because we're talking about the stomach spleen system and the Chinese mm-hmm. model, right, which regulates blood sugar and absorbing, assimilating experiences. I mean, if we're working all the time, we're really not absorbing and assimilating our experiences very well.
Right, right. And so many people have digestive issues, and they're not just not digesting their food, they're not digesting their lives. And so... Yeah. You know, they're looking at social media all the time, trying to keep track of the news events, and it's like this flurry without any peace, and so that can be very taxing, and then we're not transforming well, whether it's in our lives or in our bodies, because it's just one and the same.
I think that's why the trend for mindful eating is taking off, because, in fact, I had a guest talking about mindful eating, people getting back to realizing that part of their health is determined by eating in a manner that's really slow and mindful, and tasting and appreciating the textures, the smells, which enhances the body's ability to efficiently digest.
Exactly. It's so true.
Go ahead.
Yeah, did you want to go to the fourth?
The fourth one is
what I call the love. And so this is all about self-care, it's about healing, it's about kind of those deep emotions that, our connections with other people in more meaningful ways. So these are not the quick emotions, these are maybe where we've experienced grief from the death of a loved one, or some kind of loss where that just kind of hangs in the heart, or we might have bitterness or unforgiveness. And so the color green is connected to this space because green is often considered the color of healing anyway, but with green I think of nature. I think of plants expanding into the sun and kind of having that expansiveness that really connects into the heart. And that's what we want our blood vessels to do, is to expand and to dilate and not be constricted and rigid and have high blood pressure, but no, just to be open, have our vasculature really open to the experience of life. And so here I focus on green leafy vegetables throughout the detox, because green leafies contain dietary nitrates, which when they come into our bodies convert into nitric oxide, which is a compound that essentially gets our blood vessels to dilate and open up. So again, the heart, and for some of us, we've opened up way too much. You know, maybe we're the overnourishing mother who has two children and maybe a single mom, and has absolutely no time for herself. She's always doing things for other people. She's giving, 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 but she's not, again, the balance is not there in the other direction. And then you have other people where maybe they have a closed down heart. Something has happened to them in a very emotionally traumatic way. And I've seen this within Whole Detox, where people, they start releasing these things that they've really shoved into their heart space that they have kind of forgotten about, and they didn't realize that there was such a heart pull on them for this particular person or this event or this memory. So the heart is, of course, a very tender space, and this is usually the point in the detox where people just really start opening up in different ways. So it's interesting to see that.
I'll save my questions.
I'll just get through the others so we make it through. The fifth system of health is what I call the truth, and it is the thyroid gland, is the endocrine gland. And really this whole space is the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the ears, the nose, the cheeks, chin, and back of the neck. So this is how we speak our truth. And this is always an unusual one for some folks, because I actually talk about the toxins of speech and what are the things that we're saying that are toxic. Maybe they're toxic to us or to other people around us. So that might be lying or swearing or blackmailing or storytelling or exaggerating, as much as it could be not speaking our truth and being silent when we really should be saying something. So I don't just focus on the psychology. Again, I'm focusing on in this particular segment, I focus on mindful eating and foods or beverages to really open up the throat. So I talk about soups, stews, sauces, broths, smoothies, you know, things that are kind of a liquid solid mix, to just have that kind of very mindful experience with how we eat food. The sixth system is that of insight, and this is the color indigo, and it aligns to the pituitary gland, and it's everything about the brain. So foods for the brain that are blue-purple, like blueberries. We also talk about sleep. We talk about dreams. This is a big one. And, in fact, most people, when they're doing a detox, they come in because they either have energy or fatigue issues, or they and or they might have brain fog, or they can't concentrate, they can't sleep. These are big issues these days. And, of course, I see them as connected to other things as well. But if we can work with that system of health to get that back into balance, we can then go from the top of the body, the head, into the other systems too. The last system of health is what I call the spirit, and it's the color white. And so this is the pineal gland. This is the gland that regulates our day and night balance, kind of our rhythm through the day and rhythm through the night. And so what I focus on here is all the things that are invisible around us, our field. I do talk about light and photons, kind of the finer aspects of nutrition, rather than the big gross things like protein and carbohydrate and fat. You know, here I'm talking about the subtle things. I'm talking about fields, and I'm even talking about things like electromagnetic fields. I'm talking about how we all generate a certain field, and that can change depending on if we have a sense of meaning and purpose, or we feel connected versus feeling depressed. So that one is a little bit less tangible, less physical than some of the others, but really acknowledges that we're more than just our physical body.
You know, your program reminds me of a program I did one time. I took a group of people, actually a couple of times, to a Hawaiian healing center. And there we did cleansing, a little of some gentle fasting. But it was emotional healing. It was connecting with nature. It was sharing. I mean, it was such a comprehensive program that let people really dive in and address the issues that they needed to do. Some were physical, some were emotional, some were, you know, spiritual disconnects. And I think what you're doing in your program is bringing us back to the awareness that, again, like you said, whole detox, it's a whole person process. And we need to honor and address all the facets of ourselves if we really want our body to work optimally.
You know, I just think it's more complete, because otherwise people sometimes are just drawn to food and they think that food is going to heal everything. Mm-hmm. And then they find that it only takes them so far and they're not sure where else to look. So, yeah, I think that if we start to bring in other things like the emotions and be working with multiple modalities, I think the chances are better that we're going to have better results and for a longer period of time.
So how would you recommend people work with the model that you've created in your book, Whole Detox?
So how do they create a model?
What would you recommend for people to do with this model? How do they begin? Do they go through your whole program?
They can do it in a couple of different ways. So if they feel, you know, the book is over 400 pages, and it's very funny because I was doing a book tour, and this one woman said to me, she says, you know, I'm never going to read 400 pages. And I said, well, you know, that's an interesting thought. Well, maybe I should do a book club, and I should take you through it, because the levels and the layers here are so intricate, and there's just so much depth here. And I don't want you not to be exposed to that. So that created kind of the impetus for me to start a virtual book club, which we're kind of in the final stages of now. But anybody is open to joining that book club. It's on Facebook. It's a closed group page, and it's called Whole Detox Community. So you just ask for an invite to enter, and we can definitely let you in. We've got about close to 1,500 people.
Wow.
So that's one level where if you feel like, you know, you're kind of a thorough person and you really want to know the book, you can always join that process. Or you can just get the book yourself and skip to chapter 10. You know, there are several chapters, but really the meat of the program is between chapter 10 to chapter 12. And those are very brief chapters, and we'll just get you acquainted with the program and how to take it through. and by yourself. You know, you can do it by yourself. I know that I've lectured to some practitioners thus far, and some of them almost want to do group whole detoxes within their office where you've got multiple people coming together. And that's something that I do personally through my own kind of how I lead it through is twice a year I offer an online experience of whole detox where I actually take you through this, and I do that with webinars. Sometimes I bring in special guests, and we have a closed Facebook page where every day there's a theme. We're posting our recipes, our selfies, and kind of exploring that process. So there are many ways to get through the material and just kind of experience it. One of the other things that people might want to do is if you go to the website whole, W-H-O-L-E, dash detox.com, so wholedetox.com, and then on that site, there'll be up at the top quiz. And if you click on that button, quiz, it'll take you to the actual spectrum quiz that I have in the book. And it's all online, and so you've got 175 questions to answer. And at the end of that, you'll get a printout of how balanced your seven systems of health are. And then you'll know, oh, goodness, you know, I've got a fire imbalance, or I've got a truth imbalance, or I've got a, you know, there's something going on with my root. Then what you can do is just go to the book and use the book as a reference to read more about the root or the truth or the fire, because I have dedicated chapters just on each of those, pretty extensive chapters on each, with some of the science behind it, some of the more practical things that you can do. So that's one way to do it, too.
Wow, that's great. So it's whole-detox? The website?
whole-detox.com.
Wow, that sounds great. I encourage everyone to go up there and do the quiz. Sounds like it'll it's pretty in-depth. It'll take you a while to get through it, but you'll obviously learn a lot. Sounds fantastic. I'm going to go do it when I get off this interview.
I hope you do. It really does allow people to open up and see what's there for them to work on.
Yeah, you know, that's taken a lot of work, Dan. I really am impressed with how much you put into creating this model and supporting it. I mean, the book even has these colored sections that look at the different seven systems. It's pretty amazing what you've put together. Yeah, so, you know, congratulations again. We have about a minute. Can we just kind of have your last thoughts about detoxification and the important message you want to get across to people?
Well, I think it's the same point that we started with, which is detox means a lot of things to many people, and so it involves, number one, removing things, number two, nourishing the body and the mind, and then number three, doing it for life. So chapter 12 in Whole Detox is called Whole Detox for Life, and this is really what I most want to have people be impacted by, is like, how do you take this into your everyday life in meaningful ways? So for some people that might mean eating rainbow colored foods, so they're just getting more of the rainbow. They're getting blueberries for their blue purple, they're getting tomatoes for their red, they're getting carrots for their orange, and so forth. You know, maybe that's the one thing that they carry forward, but that it's so important to have some type of connection into some change. And sometimes that can be just a really small, sticky change, or it might be something that's dramatic and huge, and I've seen everything in between. So I think it's essential to really, you know, have something that you can kind of connect into longer term. I think that would be the takeaway is, yes, if the only thing that you can do is the more extreme detoxes where you kind of jump into a 10-day or 21-day or 28-day program to work with a practitioner, you know, it's good to kind of get a reset, but I think with Whole Detox, what I'm really focused on is more the subtle changes. I don't use any supplements, by the way. I use all whole foods. So it's something that everybody can do, and that's what I see as the vision for detox. It's something we all have to do, and so, you know, to be very comprehensive about it and to take something away from that.
And is the best website whole-detox.com for you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So whole-detox.com. Go take that quiz, everyone. We've been talking to Dr. Deanna Minnick, author of Whole Body Detox. Deanna, thank you so much for a great conversation today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
And to all of you, thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self.